You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamiri. How can I assist?
Yes, I am out of gas. I was coming in from Cleveland, coming into Houston. I can go to work tomorrow morning, and I'm just out. I cannot find the service station or anything.
Okay, what's the spelling of your first and last name?
Donald. First name is Donald. Last name is Franks.
Franks.
Franks, yes.
Verify a good phone number to call you back on, please.
Ooh, I don't know my own number.
Is it 281-865-2018?
That's it, yes.
All right, what type of vehicle are you calling about?
I don't know my own number by heart.
Are you fine? What type of vehicle are you calling about today?
I have a Ford 150, dual cab with a camper, white.
Okay, so it's a RV?
No, it's not an RV. It's just a big trailer. It has four-wheel drive.
You said it's a trailer?
No, it's a truck. It has a camper on the back.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's the if one. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Look, I don't have any money on me. I think it says something about I had to pay for the gas. I mean, I don't have any money on me right now. I was going to work tomorrow.
Well, yeah, so with your roadside assistance, more than likely you are responsible to pay back the gas portion, but you'll be covered for the service for them to bring the gas out to you, but you will have to pay the gas back to the provider.
Yeah, and I don't have any money at all. How can I do that?
There's no way around it. Honestly, it has to be paid back. Because it's going to be in a system, and it's going to ask, me what the customer is responsible to pay, and I have to put down any, you know, if you're requesting for, if you would like, $10 worth, $5 or $10 worth, and then, you know, of course, the provider would know as well, because it's going to be, you know, through your roadside service.
Well, I mean, if I can just get a gallon, I think it's $2 or something. I can't even dig up any money at all. I'm stuck out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so are you may be able to reach out to local authorities to see if they're able to come out and assist you with that.
Go ahead and send someone out with the gas, and I'll see if I can find somebody to help me, okay?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead and send someone out with gas, and I'll see if I can find somebody to help me to pay for it.
Okay. Would you like to sign up to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service today?
What's that?
You'll receive a text message once I have a provider secure. You're going to receive a text message with the provider's information.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, what's your policy number, your member ID number?
Ooh, okay. I'll turn the light back on. Where did I find that policy number? Contract period. What would I find? You mean my insurance policy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see. Where would I find that policy number? Is it left-hand side or right-hand side or?
It may say member ID number. If it doesn't say policy, it may say member ID number.
Board and everything else on here. First Acceptance Insurance Company. How about the one that says ID? Would ID
Sir?
Work? Would ID work?
It should say your policy should say member ID.
Okay, now there's an ID number here.
Okay, so you have the full VIN number?
Yeah, I have the VIN number, yes.
Okay, what's the VIN number? Sorry.
Okay. Okay, 1FTFW 1EV7AFBGG464.
Okay, just to make sure that I heard you correctly, that's 1F is in Frank.
Well, you know what, that might not be G, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have 1F is in Frank.
Right.
T is in Tom, F in Frank, W, 1K, was that Z or?
No, 1EV, and then 7AFB, and I, you know what?
Is that D is in David?
E V E as in elk, V as in valve, 7A as in alphabet, F as in Frank, B as in boy, and then it's 99486. So I was reading it.
Okay, you said B as in boy, yeah. And then you said, so it's not GG, it's 99.
It's not GG, it's 99.
9946.
484.
99484?
Yes.
Okay, you did say Z correctly, correct as in zebra or V.
Okay. 1FTFW 1EV 7AF B 99486 4. I did it 4.
All right, thank you. Give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. What is the effective date of your membership?
April 15, 2021
You don't have the policy number? It's not showing your member ID number, policy number?
Okay, hold on. It says membership number. This is plan C. Producer code.
What's that? What's that producer code? You said plan C. What's that producer code it's showing?
Okay. 45080. Hold on.
Give me a moment.
That last number is going to be 9, not 0. Oh, darn it.
So it's 45089?
Yeah. Hold on. 45089. Yes.
Okay, sir, and what is your home address?
Okay. My home address is 1420 South Red Road, Shepherd, Texas. I'm here in Houston.
Okay, you said 1420 South Red Road?
1420 South Road, Shepherd, Texas.
Your phone went out when you said the South, I don't know if you're saying Red or something, but it went completely out.
Yeah, South Red Road.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
77371.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, sir, and what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
2010 Ford F-150.
And what's the color?
White.
Okay, sir. So I wasn't able to locate your policy with the information provided. So it is prompting for you to pay out of pocket for the service, but you can submit for reimbursement consideration to your plan provider.
Okay. some of the numbers on here. So what will happen? What will happen now?
Well, if you decide to go ahead, I will have to call and get a. I will have to. You're gonna have to pay out of pocket for the full service instead of just the gas. It'd be you pay out of pocket for the full service.
Oh no!
You
know I paid for this tow busters 25.
Sir.
Even though I paid for the tow buster emergency road service.
I'm sorry. I'm not really following what you're saying.
Okay. Even though I paid for this.
Yeah, so the thing is, it's just that I wasn't able to look at your policy. I'm not saying you don't have the insurance. I'm just saying I'm not able to look at your policy. If you could get a policy number, then
okay.
Let
me see. I got my glasses keep falling off because I broke the stupid thing the other day.
Okay.
So find a policy number. Policy number. That would the policy number would be on my. On my insurance card, right?
Let's see. Yeah, the policy number should be there. It should say member ID or policy number or something in that nature. What's your zip code?
77371. Oh, here's one that says policy number. Okay, here I have it now. FATX 00001 4 4 5 4. Okay, that is my policy number. Okay, yeah, that okay, that's the policy number. They kind of off printed this thing, so. Yeah, that is the policy number.
Okay, sir, for security reasons, would you please verify your address?
1420 South Road, South Red Road, Shepherd, Texas, 77371.
And again, you said you ran out of gas, correct?
Yes, I'm out of gas, yes.
And how much gas are you requesting for $5 or $10 worth?
No, just a gallon, gallon of regular. I think it's $2.39, $2.40. I mean, I just need to make it to the other side of town. I tried calling some people that would have helped me, but they're asleep. I can't even get them to wake up.
Right. Okay. What's the, what type of fuel do you use?
Regular.
All right, sir, I'm still here. Just allow me a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, just to verify, your file number is 281-865-2018.
Yes, ma'am.
When the provider arrives, you'll be the person there with the vehicle, correct?
I will be, yes.
And where are you currently located now, sir?
Oh, man. Let me walk up to the cross street. It's going to be Parker, and this street I'm on. I mean, I just rolled into this street.
I'm sorry?
A street called Mano, M-A-N-O.
So you on M-A-N-O, Mano Street and what else?
Yes, I'm on Mano Street, yes.
Okay, and is there a cross street?
Parker.
You have a zip code for that area?
I do not. I have no idea.
One second, okay.
This is strange. I even came this way, but I'm not. I was cutting across to make sure I was trying to save gas, but it didn't look like it did. Cold tonight.
Okay, hello, sir.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So you said you're on the corner. Are you in the city of Parker, Texas?
No, Parker Street.
Right, I have Parker Street.
Yeah, and this is called Mano. M-A-N-O Street.
I see an old Parker Road, but I'm not seeing the Mano.
Okay, this is East Parker Road.
Sir?
On the 800 block of 800 Mano Street. As the 6700 block.
Okay, say it again, please. I'm sorry.
Okay. East Parker Road is 800 block. Mano is at the 800 block.
Okay, I sent a text message to your phone.
Ma'am?
I sent a message to your phone. Can you click on that text message and see if you're able to get your coordinates?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Get out of this cold air. Okay, I clicked on it.
Okay, what is it saying?
What part would you like me to read?
Okay, do it give you the latitude, the longitude, a bunch of numbers?
I guess that's what it is. There is a bunch of numbers there.
Okay. Okay. Now look beside one of them that says latitude and give me all the numbers, including the dots across from the latitude. Latitude should say something like
geolocation. Says G equal signs 9100 VAC 9 VO and CID CID / QVP 3A Z 8 1 Z T J O C I G A V P 3 Y G / / and P I D equal G P S O C Q C H S V S E T X L and whatever that is.
So real quick, it doesn't give you like the latitude, and it's just something like 28 or 29 point so many other numbers, and then the longitude, it will have like longitude, L-O-N-G. Longitude should be around 90, negative 90 point something. It doesn't give you any of those numbers because that's what I'm looking for.
Well, it says, in the event you need to assist us in locating you, this link will give you the latitude and longitude of your current location. So,
go ahead.
And it says https/ WEBO and period NSDDISPATCH.com mobile. And then it says geolocation. G91, I guess that's what you're talking about, right?
G91. What is it? No, it's going to say latitude and longitude. Is it? I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how to
make it out. Until I ever see latitude and longitude, it's at the very top. I was talking about it. You give me all these different numbers.
So it doesn't give you the latitude, which it should be about 29 point something. if it's
well,
allowing
like,
you to
like
go,
I said, I can't make it out.
Okay. Well, I'm on East Parker Road, but I'm not seeing Mano Street. I'm trying to see. I see it has me on Dome. But here it is. I see it. Mano changes into Dome.
Mano.
I see it here.
I guess it begins at Parker. And comes on through. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how far it goes through.
And so exactly where are you? I see a Trinity Auto Group.
Trinity Auto Group.
I see a little outlet, well, not a little outlet, a little business area with the Domino's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. On the corner is Airline, and one block going west is Mano, and I believe there's a Kroger's on the corner. You see that Kroger? The Kroger's up right there at Airline and Parker.
I'm not sure, but I do. I am. It does show that it is on. It is showing that it is on. It's called Mano. It has two names. It's called Mano and Diome Drive. But are you right there off of East Parker Road in the middle of the street or something?
Yeah, I'm. I'm on Mano. Okay, I've coasted off of Parker on the Mano. I didn't want to leave the vehicle out there off of Parker on Parker.
So you should be right there across from that Trinity Auto Group, that car lot.
That's what that is. I don't know what that is. I mean, there's all kinds of things out here. I have to walk up a little further. There's Top Dollar. I have no idea what this place is called.
Well, see, if you're on Mano, this is Mano. I have Mano right here, but you're seeing a lot of other places. I do see a supermarket as well, but I'm not sure what the supermarket is called.
Well, yeah, the supermarket here on Parker and Airline is called Kroger's. And on Parker right here, I'm only a block. I'm back behind. I'm on Mano, back behind the Kroger and all. Oh, man, it's cold.
Okay, well, that may be it then, because I just don't see it on my end. Yeah, that may be it. Okay, well, I have Mano right here. It looks like you're in between behind some houses. So I'll just go ahead and pinpoint you right there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of some stuff in it. There's a house next door to it. And across the street, I'm not sure what that is. I don't see any name on it. Oh, gosh, it's cold.
All right, so you were wanting $5 worth of fuel, correct?
No, just $2.50, guys. I'm assuming a gallon will get me over where I need to get.
So $2.50?
Yes. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I just need to make it. I'm going over to River Oaks to stay there. And then from there, I got to go to South Houston to go to work. I got to be there at, it's only 1. Oh, boy, this isn't good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and locate a provider for the service. Once I have secured someone, you will receive a text message to your phone. It's going to include the provider's name, phone number, ETA. Things of that nature, in order to, let you know when they're on the way, things of that nature. And you are, as I said, you will be responsible to pay the $2.50 back once the provider came to do the service, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Is there anything else, sir, I can be on today?
That's all I need, and yeah, everything's going okay now.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.